Shalom to all. Today's office is Yerushalmi Chal Daf Chav Beis, and we are starting right at the top of the Amud with Halacha Gimel, and the source Daf it's on Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. And today's office sponsor Lili Nishmas Marsh Mirim Sar Bas Yaakov Moshe Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. And this just says Hamavish Chalos say Kemach. If a person separates challah from flour and not from the dough itself, ain't a challah. It's not considered challah, but Gezel Biad Kain. It's considered stolen in the hands of the Kain. The Kain's not allowed to have it. It's not challah. It's not rightfully his. It really belongs to Baal Bayis. The Chiv of challah is only on dough, not on flour, and that means Ha'isa Atzma Chayves B'challah that the dough itself that's made from his flowers, chayv and challah, and vakemach, what about this flower that was given to the kohen, im yesh by kashir, if it has the shear that's chayv and challah, chayv is b'challah, so he has to separate challah from it, v'asur l'zarim, and it's also for non-kohanim, dev Rabbi Yeshua, that's what Rabbi Yeshua tells us, and even though really it shouldn't be also to non-kohanim, because again, it's not considered challah, it's just exera, it's a drabanon, because we're afraid that someone's going to see a non-kohen eating this, and he's going to think, oh, it's okay to eat challah, even though again, it's not challah, people are going to think it is, and therefore midrabanon, we say it's also to non-kohanim. However, the Chum told Rabbi Yeshua, "Ma'aseh v'kafshe zaken zar." There's a story that an elderly non-kayin took this flour that was given to a kayin and he ate it. So we see it is permitted for non-kayanim. Amar lahem, Rabbi Yeshua told them, "Afu kilkol atzma v'tikel acherim." He was mekalkel for himself and metakin for others. We're going to see in the Gemara what this means. The Mishnah continues, and here we have the source for how much of a dough is chayv and challah. Chamesh yisurvayim kemach chayav and mechallah. A dough made out of 5/4 of a kav of flour is chayv and challah. Hein v'suban umer sanan chamesh yisurvayim chayavin. This is not only them, meaning the flour itself, but also the suban and the mursan, which are two different types of bran, coarse bran and fine bran. Altogether, if we have 5/4 of a kav of flour, it's chayv and challah. However, nita mursan mitaychan. Let's say the bran was sifted out of the flour, v'chazal l'taychan, and then it was put back into the flour afterwards, kind of like making creamy peanut butter and then sticking peanuts in afterwards to make it crunchy. Hariel paturin, then their putter, meaning the mursan, the bran, does not combine with the flour itself to be mechayv and shir challah, and the Gemara is going to explain why that is. Now the question is, how much challah has to be separated from a dough? The pasuk does not tell us. Very similar to truma, which we know just a mashu of truma patras up an entire pile. However, midrabanan there is a shear, and that's what Mishnah tells us. Shear achala, how much challah has to be separated? Echad me'esav arba, 1/24 of the dough. Ha'isa isol atzmai va'isol mishta benoi. Echad me'esav arba. If a person is making a dough for himself, or even if he's making dough, he's making bread for his son's chasana. Since this is for private use, he separates 1/24. However, nachlim shu isolim kavashuk, a baker is making bread to sell in the marketplace. V'cheinu isha shi isolim kavashuk, or a woman, even if she's making it at home, but the intention is to sell in the marketplace, so then we're makel echad me'arba'im u'shmeina, it's only 1/48 of the dough. Chaf bezon bezon on top, the Mishnah continues, nitmesi sasa, let's say her dough became tame, and that means that the challah can't be eaten. Shegeg as oyanusa, if she was shegeg, it was inadvertent, or she was an anus, it was simply beyond her control. Echad me'arba'im u'shmeina, so then she only separates 1/48. However, nitmes mezida, if she was metamed on purpose, echad me'esav arba, she has to separate 1/24. Why is that? Kadesh le'ei echad nisker, so that the sinner, this woman who made the dough tame on purpose, shouldn't gain by the fact that she only separates 1/48. That's not fair that she gets to have more bread because she did a sin, therefore she separates 1/24 and not 1/48. Now to the last end of the Mishnah, Rabbi Lezer tells us, Nitalis Manatar al Tame, we could take challah from a Tahar dough for a Tame dough. And the benefit of that is that the challah that's being separated is Tahar and the Kohen can eat it. Now the challenge over here is as follows. We know the challah has to be taken min hamukaf, similar to Truma. Whatever dough is having challah taken off of it has to all be connected. So let's say there's 5 doughs that he's taking challah off from one for all the other ones, they all have to be smushed together. And obviously we can't do that with tame dough because it's going to be metame the tahar dough. What does he do? That's what Mishnah says. Ketzad isa tarv isa tmeya. He has a tahar dough and a tame dough. Netak de challah meisa shaloi hur mechalasa. He takes the amount of challah that he needs to from the dough that didn't have its challah taken off of it, meaning from the tahar one. V'nois in pachas mikabetsa beemtza, and he takes a piece less than the size of a betza, less than the size of an egg, and he puts it in between these two doughs, connecting them. It's like the connector piece. Kedei shitol min amukef, so that he could take min amukef. And the reason why we want a piece that's less than the size of a betza is because even though it becomes tame, it's not able to transfer tumah. So this little piece that he put in the middle becomes tameh from the tameh dough, but it does not transfer tumah to the tahar dough. However, it successfully connects these two doughs, and therefore the challah separated from the tahar one works for the tameh one. However, chum meisin the chum aser, and that's because they suspect that the person himself is going to be afraid of being metameh his tahar dough, and that he's not going to end up doing it min hamukef, and therefore they say no doing this. Now the Gemara clarifies the part of the Mishnah where Amar Lahen he had told the chumim afu kikol asma v'tikin lacherim, even he, this elderly man who wasn't a kayin, who ate from this flour that was given to the kayin as challah, he was makalkal for himself and metakin for acherim. And we explain what that means. Kilkala atzmai da achla v'sanish. He was makalkal for himself because he ate from this flour that he's not allowed to, and he gets punished because he didn't listen to the chachamim v'tikon acherim. But he did bring about a tikkun for others. Dinun achlin v'talibay. They could eat from this and toil themselves in him. They could say, look, we saw this zakein zar eating from it, so we could eat from it, and then they don't have any issues. But he's the one that has the issue. However, istanayitani that those that teach exact opposite. Tikkun la atzmai v'kilkala acherim. He was metakin for himself and makalkal makal for others. Tikin l'atzmai, why was he metakin for himself? Mikol makayim achla, because either which way he ate. Over here we mean he was metakin for himself, not from a spiritual perspective, but from a physical perspective. He ended up eating, and now his stomach is full, so that's great. But v'kilkel acherim, he messed it up for others. De'inun sovereign meimar, de'hi petura, they think that it's potter from chalav yichayevus, but it really is chayev in chalav. Because as we said, this flour that was given to the kayin is still chayev in chalav, and they think it's not, because they saw the zakin zar eating from it, and therefore he was actually mekalkel for them. And going on to another part of Mishnah, we had said chamesh zavarim kamach, 5 quarters of a kav of flour is chayev in chalav. So if Imi says b'shem Rabbi Yanai, kav tivarni chayev b'chalav, only one kav from Tveria, that's what tivarni means, it's from Tveria, that itself is chayev in chalav. And that's because the measurement mentioned in our Mishnah is the tsuri measurement. However, in Tveria, they made their measurements larger, so just a kav is chayev in chalav, because that's the same as 5 quarters of a kav in tsuri. Now, chachalitor shal Rabbi Yechanan, there was a baker that asked Rabbi Yechanan, how can I make a dough that's not chayev in chalav? How much do I need to use? So Amar Rabbi Yechanan told him, Ezel Avid Arba Palig, go make a dough which is 4.5 quarters of a kav of flour, and that way it's not 5 quarters of a kav, so it's not chayev in chalav. So Chafke Malamalaf on top, the Gemara asks, V'yamer Lay, Rabbi Yechanan should have told him, Talasa Upalig, 3.5 quarters of a kav of flour is what's going to potter you from chalav, because Rabbi Yechanan was from Tveria, and we just said that in Tveria, a kav or 4 quarters of a kav, that's the same exact thing, is chayev in chalav. So how can Rabbi Yechanan tell him that 4.5 quarters of a kav are potter in chalav if Rabbi Yechanan was from Tveria? He should have told him 3.5 quarters of a kav is potter. And so Amar Rabzeir answers that kabaya basrehoin ruvaya is daron. The kav measurement itself remained in its place, whereas the quarter of a kav measurement got smaller. In other words, you're right, Rabbi Yechanan was from Tveria, and the kav measurement was the same as in the days of Rav Yanai, namely one full kav of flour is going to be chayev in chalav. However, in the days of Rabbi Yechanan, the quarter of a kav measurement got smaller and went back to its original state of 5 quarter kav measurements being chayev in chalav. So it actually would turn out to be funny. If a person in Tveria in the days of Rabbi Yechanan measured their flour out in full kav measurements, all he would have to use is 1 kav to be chayev in chalav, whereas if he used the quarter kav measurement, he would have to use 5 quarters of a kav in order to be chayev in chalav. But either which way, that's Rabbi Yechanan told his baker that 4.5 quarters of a kav is going to be patur in chalav, and again, he's emphasizing as long as you use the quarter of a kav measurement. So ask the Gemara, V'yamer Lay, why didn't he tell him, chamisha par tzivchar, use 5 minus a little bit? If anyway, 5 quarters of a kav is chayev in chalav, why did he tell him 4.5 quarters? Just tell him 5 minus a little bit. And the answer is, shalo yavo l'day safek chiyu chalav. That's because Rabbi Yechanan wanted to make sure the guy didn't come to a safek being chayev in chalav. Maybe the guy is not so precise, and he's not going to end up taking off enough of 5 quarters of a kav. He's not going to skim enough off, and he actually might be chayev in chalav. Therefore, just to be on the safe side, he told him 4.5 quarters of a kav. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow, continue to explain the Mishnah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.